Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on November 2nd, 2016. It's November already. Wow. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a really beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing better than you. You sound a little scratchy.
It does, don't I?
You're a little scratchy, yeah. You might be coming down with something. It's November. It's the season.
Yes, it's. I think I'm allergic to work.
I know a lot of people with that allergy.
Real work. I stripped and painted my front door Monday night, Tuesday. It was quite an ordeal, but the door looks beautiful.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. You said November. We're in November already.
Yeah.
It's so funny how, you know, the build up to Halloween, you know, builds up. And then you have Halloween and boom, it's the holiday season.
Right.
You know, we are now in the holiday season. You know, now we're starting to get ready for everything. You know, just seems to me like all of November and December. It's here. speaking of Halloween, did you do anything?
Well, I had big plans. I was going to drive for Lyft, and I was going to make a lot of money. But
oh yeah,
I ended up deciding to stay home with my door project, and my wife and I did our standard thing, which was we lay out a bunch of lighted candles in our bags and leading from a driveway to the door. And we handed out candy and we watched The Mummy.
Oh, how fun.
With Christopher Lee. That was
Oh, that mummy. I thought you were talking about the Brendan Fraser mummy.
No.
Which I love that movie.
There are a couple of ones. There's the belly, I think, either Bela Lugosi or the other guy did
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Boris Karloff. Yeah,
Boris Karloff.
Well,
but
Boris Karloff was Frankenstein, right?
Right.
Yeah, Bela Lugosi was Dracula. I mean, I know that they've done other monster stuff, but that's fun. So
yeah.
You made your house very welcoming, and so all the little kitties will come up. I was out. I went down to the village.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, that is a huge event. I walk down the street and I come from up on a slight hill, so I can see all of Catalina. You know, they block it off to traffic,
right?
And the entire breadth, width, length, everything of Catalina was just wall to wall people.
And more kids than anything.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, it's really a little kid event. You know, these days it's changed a little bit. When they first started it, it was more of a, I think it was more of an adult thing. You know, local community type thing, but now it's little kids, you know, and everybody gets into it. It's not just the little kids that are dressed, their parents are dressed. They have, like, you know, all coordinated costumes, you know, they come as a family of dinosaurs, or, you know, it's adorable. It's absolutely adorable. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun night. It's a fun night. And I hope all of the businesses did well, you know.
Right.
Well,
right.
The restaurants are certainly packed.
Right. Restaurants and bars, they always do well.
Yeah, they always do well. They always do well. So anyway, I have a couple of things I want to – well, first off, we should mention that we're going to have a guest on today.
Yes.
Jonathan Lowe, he's going to talk about the ice skating rink that is coming to Redondo Beach this winter.
And that's just for winter?
Yes, yeah. It's a seasonal thing. The LA Kings do it. They do it in other cities. I think this is the second year they're doing it, and they've added three more cities, and Redondo Beach is one of them.
Uh-huh.
So, but he can't be with us until 8:30. Mm-hmm. So we'll get him on a little later, and we'll get all the info about that. But in the meantime, I had a couple of things I wanted to catch up on.
Yeah.
Last week, my best friend was visiting from New York.
Yeah.
My friend Julie, she comes out every year. And, you know, we did a couple of things. You know, she comes out, I always plan a couple of things for her. And one of the things that I had on calendar, she's a big chocolate fan. She's a chocolate aficionado.
Mm-hmm.
She talks chocolate. I don't understand what she's saying. You know, that's she talks percentages and,
yeah.
You know, she's really into the art of chocolate. And she travels a lot. And one of her things is when she travels, she always makes a point to seek out the best chocolate, you know.
That's
you know, because there are places in the world that are famous for their chocolate, you know, France
yeah.
and Belgium
yeah.
and, you know, different places. So anyway, she was coming out, and do you remember Marsada Fancy Chocolates? Jeffrey,
yes.
We had him on the show a couple of years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, at the time, he was strictly online, all right? He had a website, and he took chocolate orders online. He's a chocolate maker, not a chocolatier, okay?
Mm.
And his whole thing is bean to bar, meaning that he gets the cacao bean,
mm-hmm.
and he does the entire process all the way through putting that chocolate in their pretty wrappers.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't remember Jeffrey Gardner? We had him on a couple of years ago.
Yeah. He's located in Torrance.
Well, he has a storefront now.
Oh.
He recently opened a small shop in Torrance on the corner of Del Amo and Anza.
Uh-huh.
And recently opened a small shop, and I saw it. He had posted something on Facebook, or I'd gotten an email or something. So when I saw that, I thought, oh, great, Julie's coming out in a couple of weeks. I'll take her over. And what they do is on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 6 to 9, they do chocolate tasting. Now, it's not an event. You don't have to call and make reservations. You can just walk in. The shop is open,
mm-hmm.
and you can just go in and say, yeah, I want to taste some chocolate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and on top of the chocolate tasting, his wife brews teas, iced teas, and there are all these fabulous flavors, and some of them are infused with chocolate. We tried a pomegranate one that was infused with chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's all very artisanal. So Julie came in and I said to her, I said, Thursday night, we're going to go over for chocolate tasting. And she said, oh, that sounds great. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we go over there and I had met Jeffrey before, you know, we had him on the show, but I met him in person at a farmer's market. So I went in and I said hi to him. I introduced him to Julie, and the two of them just started talking chocolate. I mean, they were, do you know the Massey brothers? And you know this? No, have you had this? And, and percentages. So I just sat down at the table, twiddling my thumbs, listening to them, right?
Yeah.
And so he comes over, and he had three jars on the table. And in the jars were like nibs, maybe the size of an M&M, bigger than a regular M&M, smaller than an M&M with peanuts.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, about that size, right? A little bit bigger than a coffee bean, right?
Yeah.
And he gives us each a couple of them. He says, okay, I want you to taste these. These are the 74%, I think they were. 76, 78, I can't remember. And you know that I don't have a sweet tooth. I have a salt tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big sweet eater. If I'm going to have a snack, I want something salty. I want popcorn. I want pretzels. Well, I'll eat chocolate, but it's not my thing.
Yeah.
You know? And I've never been a fan of dark chocolate. I've always found dark chocolate really, really bitter.
Mm.
So, you know, so he hands them to us, and I'm smelling it and everything, and I taste it. And I'm like, oh, that's not bad at all. There's no bitterness there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was pleasantly surprised, right? So we're tasting the tea, and we're chatting and everything. And then he says, okay, I want you to try this one. He goes to the next jar, and he gives us each a couple little nibs. And he said, this is the 86%. I don't know the percentages, but 80-something. So I pop it in my mouth, and I'm like, wow, this is amazing. I'm like, this doesn't taste like any dark chocolate I've ever tasted in my life. You know, no bitterness.
Yeah.
And Julie tastes it, and she's like, wow, this is incredible. This is really, really good. So we're talking some more on tasting more teas. And then he says, okay. And he goes to the third jar, and he hands us each a couple of nibs. And he says, this is 100% cacao bean. Is that how you say it? Cacao?
Cacao.
Cacao. And Julie's like, I have never eaten 100%. She'd been working up to it for years.
Yeah.
And she was hesitant. Well, I just popped it in my mouth.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. I was like, that is delicious. I've never tasted anything like this. And there's no bitterness.
Mm.
So she eats hers. And she's like, that's amazing. Now, all this while we're tasting, he's explaining us about percentages and what it is in the chocolate I don't know. I don't understand this stuff. But basically, this is 100% cacao. There is no fat. There is no sugar. There's nothing added.
Okay.
Nothing added. On top of it, apparently, it's loaded with antioxidants. All right?
Right.
And
right.
It is super good for you. There is nothing bad about eating this chocolate. All right?
The new health food.
Well, that's exactly. Julie was, she fell off her stool. She was like, I can't believe this. She's like, this is health food. You know, it was amazing. It was amazing. And the fact that it was edible, because from what I understand from her, the most 100% chocolate is not, it's too bitter.
Mm.
So it was amazing. So we got through that part of it. And then he had us tasting all of the, like, the confections, you know, the ones in the glass cases with fillings, you know, and toppings, you know, chocolate. You know, like, you know how you get the box of See's candy and they have different things on the inside?
Yeah.
He makes those, too, with his own fillings. And he does everything. He does everything from scratch. And we tasted, you know, a chocolate with coconut cream inside, and we tasted some infused with tea, and, well, it was amazing. And then he brought out the big guns, the salted caramel chocolate,
right?
Which was a religious experience for me. It was unbelievable.
There you go.
It
a
was
little
unbelievable.
Salt.
It was unbelievable. I mean, they were. We tasted chocolate covered orange peel that he makes himself. You know, he gets the oranges and the peels, and he dries them and he sugars them, you know, all this stuff. So if you like chocolate or you know anybody that loves chocolate, you have got to go over to Marsada Chocolates and, you know, do a tasting by all means. Go in a Tuesday or Thursday night, do a tasting, or, you know, he sells them, you know, he'll sell them individually, or you can buy like a box of 5 or a box of 12, you know, and you can pick them and stuff. Unbelievable.
Very. The website, Marsada, Marsatta, Marsada.com, is amazing. It's got history and education about cacao and the farming of it and the places it comes from in the world. It's amazing.
Well, you know, he said to us when we first, you know, in the first 10 minutes we were there chatting, he said, I'm just going to make a statement. He said, I make the best chocolate in the world. And Julie looked at me, you know, with the, you know, the eyebrows went up and down.
Yeah.
Line,
oh,
know.
Okay.
And,
this little local guy.
Yeah. and you know something? He does. He does.
Right.
So I was excited because I really enjoyed it, and the chocolate was delicious. And as I said, I'm not a chocolate person. We both ended up buying a bunch.
Yeah.
I brought some home for JB. JB, he pops the whole chocolate in his mouth. I'm like, wait, you have to savor it.
Yeah.
And then, this is funny, Saturday night, we were driving home. We were in Manhattan Beach. We're driving back. She says, oh, we need to stop at the chocolate place again. I got to get stuff before I leave tomorrow. So we drove back over Saturday night, and I guess there were certain things that Julie wanted to buy, and there were only a couple of samples, you know, in the evenings, you know, just, you know, yeah. All the count wiped out. You know, he makes the chocolates fresh every day and people come in and buy them and they're gone,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So she wanted these things. She specifically wanted to buy a dozen of these chocolate-covered orange peels. And he's like, I'll go. I can mix you up a batch now. I got some ready for dipping. So he went in the back and he dipped some fresh ones and then he put them in the fridge. And we sat there talking for another hour and a half. Eating okay. Chocolate. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And oh, my goodness, what a great gift. You know, for the holidays, you know, it's just a great gift. And, yeah, everybody check it out. Marsada Chocolate in Torrance. The address is a Del Amo address, but they're on Anza. It's like one of those little corner – it's not a strip mall. It's like a little L-shaped building on the corner, parking behind it. And the storefront itself is actually on Anza. So go check it out. Highly, 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 highly recommend it. And he's going to have a grand opening eventually. It's, you know, it's open. They just moved in.
Okay.
They just moved in. So they're still setting up. We went in. There were bags of coffee beans on the floor and, you know, all this, you know, they're not settled in yet. But, yeah, when they have the grand opening, I'll be sure to tell everybody about it.
That is really wonderful. I mean, I think.
Did your wife like chocolate?
Yes. Yes. It's a destination for us.
Yes.
No question. But we also, we're having her sister and her sister's family come out with her three kids and husband. So we're going to obviously take a pilgrimage to Marsada Chocolate.
I don't know if you want to even bother the kids with this stuff. I don't know. This might be too good for kids. No, little kids won't appreciate it. I mean, don't get me. They'll love it. They'll love it. You know, it's like Willy Wonka in there. But it is fine chocolate.
Right. Oh, yeah. The kids will be happy with M&Ms, but
yeah.
we can buy but the adults can experience some real good chocolate.
You want to know something? Even this is really funny. The second night we went in there and we were waiting for the orange peels, I saw that he had some white chocolate in the case, in the display case. And I said, do you ever do white chocolate with salt? Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, no, I've never done that. Do you know his daughter? He has a daughter, maybe 14, maybe 13, mm-hmm. 14. She went in the back. She got one of the white chocolates, went in the back, got the salt, sugar, salt, and put it on top, and then came out and tasted it for us.
Mm.
And it was delicious. She's like, oh, my God, that's really good. So he may be making some salted white chocolate soon. Who knows?
Ah, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. But
something
that,
that isn't normally done.
Yeah, well, you know, I've had salted vanilla something. I'm trying to think what it was. Several months ago, I was someplace, and I can't remember what it was, some sort of a cookie or a bar or something, and it was salted. Because generally, you see the salt with the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was vanilla, and it was good. So anyway, there's a whole other brave new world out there, what you can use salt with. So anyway, that was our chocolate adventure.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. So, so we had a lot of fun while she was out here. We went over to dinner at Hay 19 one night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my favorite places.
Right.
And they had live music. You know that. Did you know that they have live music? I think they do live music every Tuesday and Saturday now, or Tuesday and Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I remember you saying something about that, but.
Yeah. So we went over there and had dinner and they had a good band and they've got a dance floor. You know, people are up dancing. You know, we were there on a week. We were there on a weeknight. I think it was a Monday or Tuesday night. And people, it's such a neighborhood joint. You know, there were families in there. You know, there were people on dates. There were groups of friends, older, younger, all ages, and a live band of people were dancing.
Great.
And now, you know, if you want something to do on a Tuesday night, you feel like going and kicking up your heels. We got a good spot. And one other thing I did last week was I went over to Strand Brewing. They announced their new beer in cans.
Oh, right.
They are now packaging their beer in cans. If you remember, they have bottles. They have it's like a tall bottle of maybe 16 ounce, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they've been packaging their beer all this time. And now they're offering it in cans, and you can go and you can buy a six-pack of Strand Brewing beer in your neighborhood stores. I know they have them at Vons, they have them at BevMo, they have them at all of these stores now. So that's exciting.
Hmm.
And I got a lesson on that too. You know, I said to him, "Why cans? Why now?" You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about this stuff. You know, and I was like, "Why cans? Why now?" He explained to me about things like shipping, how it's so much cheaper to ship aluminum beer in aluminum cans as opposed to glass. You know, things beer drinkers just don't generally think about.
Just wait. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. There were other things, but I had a couple of beers, so I can't remember them. So the summer ends and the fall is just, you know, packed with stuff going on, you know?
It is amazing what's going on. And I am excited about what the fall is going to be like in the harbor with, you know, Shade Redondo and all that. It's going to be very exciting.
Oh, I took her down there too. I took my friend. We went down to Shade Redondo.
Okay.
I mean, I've been down there several times. But we ride our bikes by there all the time, and we pop in. We went to the restaurant Sea Level,
mm-hmm.
which is at sea level. and we had lunch, and it's so beautiful.
Mm.
It is that facility that built that project came out so well. They're not done yet. You know, they're still, you know, construction on site. They're still tweaking, as Mike said to us, as Michael Zissel said to us when he was on the show, was it last week? He said it takes him about a year of tweaking before he's happy with everything. But I got to tell you, they've got a large outdoor seating area right on the water.
Right.
You know, right there. You can look at the boats in the harbor. And then they have the indoor cafe, nice, large, wide open space, all the walls open. You know, so it's indoor, outdoor, and the food is delicious.
It's just, endlessly fascinating. What a hit. What a home run.
Yeah.
Almost like a grand slam in a World Series game.
Like, Cubbies.
Yeah. Amazing.
I'm rooting for them. I've been
Thank
rooting
you.
For them. Yeah, no,
Thank
no. At 1945, that's way too long. we watched it last night. They literally hit it out of the park last night.
Yeah, well, 1945, that's the last time they were in the World Series, but they hadn't won since 1908 or something
right.
like that.
Right, it's
so,
time. It's 100 years. It's time. It's more than 100
years. It's 100 and plus years. It's amazing.
Gosh, that's sad. you know how when you go to all of these sports venues, they have their pennants and their banners
right.
up. You know, you go to the Staples, and they have those banners every year. They win the champions, world championships, world champion, world champion, world champion.
Right. Right.
And I guess the Cubbies only had one. They
yeah.
have one sad little banner, but now
yeah.
maybe, yeah.
Well, it's also been. I mean, what a turn of events. It was 3-1.
Yeah.
Then it was 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
Then now it's 3-3, so you know, seven game series when it was 3-1 was not very likely.
Well, wait a minute, that happened earlier this year. I can't remember which sport it was. Was it basketball that they came back from a 3-1 deficit? The Cavs came. Was it the Cavs that did that?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, because they were. I remember watching that, and they were saying no team has ever come back when
yeah.
they were down 3-1, and they did, and they won it.
Well, yeah, it's different. I think there's a 3-0 issue with a 7-game series. Of course, the Boston Red Sox came back from 3-0, and that was historic. But not in baseball, that was not unusual because sometimes you run out of pitching. And when you run out of pitching, the other team can run all over you. So that's not unusual in baseball. But in basketball, it was, I think, unique. I think the Cavs, they're the only ones that have ever done it.
I think it was 3-0, right? I think they were down 3-0.
Right.
The Cavs, and they came back to win it. So all sorts of, you know, things being broken this year in the sports, huh?
Right.
Yeah. So that's exciting. When is the next game?
It's tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah. And it's going to be quite a game. It's in Cleveland, so there's no home field advantage for the Cubs, but
they're doing fine without it.
They have a tremendous pitcher coming out, and so they've got the pitching is really, I think, on the Cubs' side. And if their bats continue to hit, well.
It's going to be a party in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Party and a half.
Party in Chicago. Yeah, speaking of the pitching, the last time that the Cubs pitcher was up and they got that double play, and even the announcers were saying, oh, that really lets him off the hook, you know, because they thought he was getting tired or whatever. They were warming up the other pitchers, you know, and it looked like they were getting ready to call somebody up, and then there was a double play, and he got out of there and didn't have to throw another 15 pitches or whatever. So they were already tired, yeah.
Right.
It was exciting. So anyway, shall I start the intro on our guest, and we're going to get him on the phone?
Yes, of course.
All right. This morning, our guest is Jonathan Lowe with AEG. Now, Jonathan is a strategic marketing and promotions professional with a proven track record of creating dynamic and innovative campaigns for sports teams, live events, music artists, and consumer products. In his 14th year with sports and live event leader AEG, Jonathan has created and executed marketing campaigns for its most prized assets, including Staples Center, the Los Angeles Kings, the Los Angeles Galaxy, and the StubHub Center, as well as national...
Jonathan,
hold on.
Hi, Jonathan. Hold on. We're going through your intro right now. Currently, Jonathan serves as the Vice President of Marketing for AEG Sports, overseeing creative branding, advertising, media buying, promotions, as well as playing a key role in driving digital and social media innovation. Jonathan has been behind a number of innovative digital and social media firsts that have positioned his properties as leaders in this ever-changing landscape. His marketing campaigns and promotions have received regional and national recognition in media outlets, including the LA Times, New York Times, Daily News, Forbes.com, and a whole bunch of other ones. He's created marketing and promotion campaigns for the Los Angeles Lakers, 10 World Championship boxing events, Celine Dion's Las Vegas show, A New Day, the King Tut exhibit at LACMA, as well as national concert tours with Prince and Rod Stewart. In addition to his role at AEG, Jonathan is also an adjunct instructor at the University of San Francisco's graduate program in sports management. He serves on the PROMAX BDA Sports Media Marketing Awards Advisory Council and is a featured juror for the Clio Sports Awards. Now, Joe, this morning we're going to learn about the ice rink that's coming to Redondo Beach, courtesy of the LA Kings. It's going to be located in the harbor. So, Jonathan, welcome to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you having me on. Definitely excited to talk about what we got going on with these ice rinks. They're going to be great for the community.
Now, that's something that I have a little experience in Santa Monica with. They do an ice rink every year, not too far from the 3rd Street Promenade. But is this something that is done? I mean, how many different communities do you do this in?
So for the last about 5 years, we've created our own LA Kings holiday ice rink at LA Live across from Staples Center. Mm-hmm. And that was a way to activate, obviously, you know, that great content campus we have at LA Live across from our arena, and to enhance, you know, the experience not only for Kings fans, but obviously for fans coming in for Lakers, Clippers games, concerts, etc. So, you know, that rink has been an unbelievable success for us there. And this year, with it being our 50th anniversary and our desire to really grow our imprint and serve, you know, number of communities, obviously, you know, across LA, we decided to expand the program. So we will have 5 holiday ice rinks this year, obviously at Redondo. LA Live is coming back. We're going to have them at Pike in Long Beach aboard the Battleship Iowa in San Pedro. Yeah, but that'll be a super iconic location. And then at the Westfield Topanga. So, you know, we've got 5 total rinks opening shortly. And, you know, we're excited to hit, obviously, Redondo with all of our fans. And it's a huge core fan base for us. But all the communities of L.A., because Kings fans obviously are everywhere.
Right, right. Amazing. The idea of having an ice rink within will you be able to see? You can see the water from the ice rink. That's amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, it takes advantage, obviously, of, you know, sort of our iconic scenery here in Southern California. And where else can you do this? I mean, there are not many places you could have these things. And certainly in LA, you know, it gets cold, but it doesn't get super cold. So having that kind of winter experience is just going to be so much fun. I mean, I love these things, and people gravitate towards them.
Right.
You know,
right.
This has got to be the greatest marketing idea I've ever heard of. I mean, Kings, hockey, ice, bringing ice rinks to communities. Has anybody ever done anything like this before?
You know, I mean, you know, in terms of the outdoor skating rinks, you know, that there have been, you know, that there have been, you know, markets that have had them, but, you know, for a sports team to go this deep, you know, into an outdoor, you know, skating rink, not to my knowledge, you know, and this is something, you know, we're certainly committed to for the long term. And it's funny you say that, you know, a hockey team, you know, being in a market like LA, which, you know, some people say is, you know, a non-traditional hockey market. I say now LA is a hockey town for sure. You know, it can be a challenge because we don't have as many ice rinks, you know, in terms of you know, hockey skating facilities as some other markets. And obviously in a cold weather climate, well, you could just go out and skate on your lake or your pond. So anytime we can get skates, you know, on people, on kids, just getting out there, they don't necessarily always have to have a hockey stick in their hand, but just getting them skating on the ice, giving them that feeling, it builds the brand. It gets people engaged. It gets them curious if they've never skated before. And that definitely, you know, helps get, you know, people exposed to, you know, an element of the sport.
Now, Jonathan, I'm kind of curious about the technology. I mean, has anything changed in the technology of ice rinks that makes this kind of a process easier to establish an ice rink in the middle of a parking lot?
You know what, we've got great partners, a company called ASEC, and they actually help run the Toyota Sports Center. And they do a number of rinks, you know, all over the U.S. And, you know, I can't speak to the, you know, the specifics of the technology, but I know that, you know, it's evolved. It's gotten, you know, more enhanced, and certainly they're able to provide an unbelievable experience. And one of the biggest things, obviously, we had a few years ago was that outdoor game, you know, at Dodger Stadium, where, you know, we played a, you know, an NHL, you know, game with the expectations of that quality of, you know, of ice, you know, outdoors in Southern California, and created a great experience. So, you know, these guys really got this figured out. So, you know, it's going to be great.
Joe was worried. What if one day it's 85 degrees, everything's going to melt. we have been known to have some beautiful Christmas days here, you know.
Well, this is true. You know,
go on, please.
No, just in terms of the hours of operation, obviously, you know, at the peak, you know, kind of hot times, you know, you know, we adjust for that, you know, and then in terms of specifics, like when you look at, you know, Redondo, you know, we have a Monday to Friday, two sessions, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Then we go 8:30 p.m. to midnight, which is great. And then, you know, Saturday to Sunday, three sessions. We start at 3 p.m., you know, and then we to 7 p.m. and then go to midnight. So we do adjust for kind of the peak heat time starting, you know, sort of in the afternoon. Yeah, these guys got to figure it out. Certainly do.
It just reminds me, I mean, my wife and I were at Disneyland recently, and we were marveling again at the sort of the character Otto in the ice movies. What am I, Jackie, mm-hmm. help me out here.
Yeah, Frozen? No, not Frozen.
No, that's it,
okay.
Frozen.
All right.
And Otto is this snowman who dreams of being on a beach. Do you remember
right.
song? He dreams of being on a hot sandy beach drinking a cool drink or whatever.
Mai Tai.
Yeah, I mean gosh, I'm surprised that Disney hasn't thought of doing some kind of you know, beach events with skating rinks and
with Elsa, she's all over. Ugh.
Yeah. But this is fantastic. This is going to be a huge hit. I know lots and lots of kids and parents are going to be flocking to this event.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, as we all know, the Kings live in the South Bay. All right, you know, they are here in the South Bay, and they live here. They live here. Their kids go to school here and stuff, and they have, and the Kings community is enormous here. But what I was going to say is there's the Kings Foundation, you know, they do a lot, you know, along with a lot of other companies, they will put their name on something, they'll put up money for stuff, but this is like interactive sponsoring, you know, it's
right.
not just putting your name on something, you're actually bringing something to the community, physical, you know.
Yeah, that's a great point, and we want to have so many different touch points, you know, in how we engage, you know, our community. And again, I agree, just providing this kind of outdoor, you know, skating experience for kids and for families and for everyone is, you know, is a way to give back and is a way to share the love of a sport that, you know, we certainly have at the Kings that, in my experience, you know, I've been with the company 14 years, the minute you expose someone, you know, to hockey or get someone skating on the ice, it, you know, they're hooked because it's just such a fun experience. And in a lot of ways, it's so, I wouldn't say novel, but it's so different in LA because we are at the beach and, you know, it's sun all the time and to get someone feeling the ice and feeling that cold and getting out there, it's, you know, it's certainly an experience that we want to share with everyone and myself, you know, having two sons and a son that plays hockey. You know, I can just think of all the memories I have already of us skating around, and I'm excited to be able to share that with, you know, not only families but everyone here in LA in the rink. So,
when is it? What are the dates? When is it going to be up and running?
So the Redondo Beach Rink opens November 26th, and it runs through January 8th. So you know, a good run to take us, you know, really into and through the holiday season.
Right. Perfect timing. Day after Thanksgiving, and then of course through the holidays and into January. Super Bowl skating party.
Well, isn't the Super Bowl in February now?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny that, yeah, it keeps getting later and later, it seems.
Yeah. All the sports seem to be dragging it out a little bit.
Right.
And by the way, I should say, we have a website called LA Kings Holiday Ice, lakingsholidayice.com, where you can go on. You can see all the hours of operation, you know, their numbers to call. If you want to book a group or you want to book a private event, or, I mean, there are all sorts of opportunities too to take advantage of this rink for the community. So, you know, I encourage everyone to check out lakingsholidayice.com and, you know, they can get all the details on all the rinks, but obviously, you know, for you guys here in Redondo Beach to get all the info there.
Do you know how much it's going to be? What tickets will be?
I do indeed. So, a general admission skating ticket, which again includes skate rental, is $17. And there are, you know, discounts for seniors with ID, military ID, kids 6 and under are $13. And then an adult, like I said, general ticket is 17, and it includes a skate rental. So, you know, obviously affordable and accessible prices for the community to come out.
You know, this is going to be great, Joe, when a lot of us have family that comes out to visit for the holidays. And you'll be having dinner one night, and you'll say, hey, we're going to go ice skating. And they're going to look at you and say, you live in Los Angeles. Yeah, but we can go ice skating outdoors.
You could take a tour of all the rinks. You can say, hey, let's go on a tour at all five. We'll hit up a different rink each day.
Very unique. Westfield, Topanga, San Pedro, Long Beach, and Redondo Beach. Wow. This is really going to be exciting.
Yeah.
When was the last time you skated, Joe?
a few years, but the last time I skated was in up on the hill in PV.
Okay.
At the skating rink up there, which I'm not even sure is there anymore, right by...
It's there.
It's still there, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Cool. So is there going to be, Jonathan, is there going to be an opening, like a grand opening, or will any of the Kings be there, or that sort of stuff?
Yeah, we will have an opening event there, and we'll be able to share that date shortly. Kind of a kickoff, you know, we'll have like our ice crew and Bailey there, and be able to really kind of jumpstart and celebrate that, this is just a way to have our mark and our brand touch so many people. We're excited about it. I mean, can't wait to see all the kids out there and all the families and people, and you know, they're going to be some kids that'll probably take their first steps ever on ice out there, which
right.
will be, you know, certainly exciting moments that we'll be able to create.
Are you going to have, what's the ice machine called? Something with a Z?
Oh, the Zamboni.
Is there going to be a Zamboni?
We have like little mini ones. They're cute. I'll tell you one thing. It's funny you mentioned that because those machines, you know, the Zambonis and the ice resurfacers, like at the LA Live one, literally when, you know, we stop to clear the ice, people crowd to see this thing out there. I mean, the Zamboni is like the star of the show.
There's
and for
something...
Kings fans, to be able to ride the Zamboni is like a dream. You know, that's sort of the holy grail, to be able to ride a Zamboni at a Kings game.
There's something insanely soothing about watching the Zamboni do its thing. I remember that. I remember that as a kid going to, you know, professional hockey games, and we would just sit there and watch it go around and around and smooth out the ice, and the ice is all perfect. There's something about it. It's hypnotizing.
Oh, my God. There is a Zamboni, ZAMBONI.com. Zamboni.com. Everything you ever wanted to know about the Zamboni.
The Zamboni.
It's an icon. It's an icon for sure.
It is.
Do they do that? Do all the national hockey teams do that? Where, like at halftime, they give the people a ride on it or something? Is that just a Kings thing?
A lot of teams do that. And again, that's just a fun way to give fans, you know, a unique experience at Kings games. And we're always looking to do that as well. You know, I would say most teams probably offer that for their fans. It's just something that there's such a demand for.
Maybe they'll offer it down at the harbor. Get a ride on a mini Zamboni. I like it.
Well, we got to get you guys out to a game soon too to check it out the season. Got to get you guys out to a game.
Yeah, all of the sports are happening right now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a free for all. We got all the sports going at the same time.
For another night, at least.
Yeah,
right.
Baseball ends tonight, no matter what. No matter who wins, baseball ends tonight.
All right, and that's it.
And that's it. But of course, the NBA started up, NHL. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great time for sports.
Absolutely.
It is. Now, I just want to ask, the rink itself, Jonathan, how big is it?
So we can hold, at any one given time, I believe approximately 300 skaters on the rink. So, we can get a good number of people out there comfortably. Again, then you've got, obviously multiple sessions throughout the day. So we'll have a lot of people coming through and touching this rink.
This is going to be great. And
yeah.
I understand that it's going to be in the harbor, in the parking lot. I think somebody told me it was going to be next to the, where On the Rocks was, Joe?
Yes.
That place. Yeah.
The exact address, if you guys need, is 239 North Harbor Drive. So, yeah, it's near that the restaurant you mentioned.
Hmm. Okay. So
we got Google Maps on the website. You can go and look at Google Maps and see it,
mm-hmm.
put it in your Waze or your Google and Google Maps and get on down there.
It'll be up on my website. As soon as I get all the details, it's going to be up on my website. Everybody will know about it. Now, how long does it take for them to actually build this rink? I can't imagine it's something that goes up overnight, is it?
No. I mean, we're going to be starting construction, very shortly. Like I said, our partners that produce these are pros at this and have it down to a science. So, construction starts, very soon and, you'll see it when you drive by. So it's going to be exciting.
Joe, am I wrong in, tell me if I'm imagining this or, did they do an ice rink one year at the Seaside Lagoon?
I don't know if you're imagining it. I don't remember the ice rink, but
see, I'm thinking that they had an ice rink down there one year, and I went, and that was the last time I skated. But I could be wrong. I could be making this all up in my mind.
Obviously, that would be a good place.
Yeah. No, this would be great.
But now it won't work, not with them opening it to the ocean.
Yeah,
The venting, because they can't close it off anymore.
Yeah. Now this is good. This is better. This is a real ice rink.
Wow.
Not a saltwater ice rink.
Yeah. Well, that's funny.
Yeah. So, all right. So, Jonathan, is that all the details on it? Do we have everything we need to know? It's November 26th through January 8th. The LA
website. The website has December, I'm sorry, November 18th.
Maybe
26th for LA Live, but November 18th for Redondo, the 12th for Topanga, 19th for San Pedro.
I apologize, guys. You're right on that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's only 16 days away.
Yeah, it's opening a little
Correct.
Early.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I apologize for that.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you, Jonathan. Yeah. But I want to transition to Bobby Christian. He's with us.
Oh, Bobby's with us.
Yeah. Bobby, are you with us?
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning? I'm glad you guys figured out the dates. I hope we don't have anything wrong on our website.
No. I apologize, guys.
This is
great.
Bobby, we're along with the LA Live or the Los Angeles Kings and AEG to be included in this list of Southern California locations is amazing. This is amazing, isn't it, Bobby?
It is, and I was talking to I've been talking with the city a bit about what some of the other plans are, and last time I heard they're going to do some cool stuff in and around the area too, possibly. So it's going to be a real, real cool event, not only for ice skating, but for families to come down and enjoy Redondo Beach. So I'm really excited about it. I'm so glad we're a part of it this year. But you are right. We did do ice skating before. I don't think it was actually the Seaside Lagoon that was frozen over, but we did it at the Seaside Lagoon before.
Okay. I wasn't imagining it. That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But
wow.
In the meantime, while we wait for the 18th, there's a lot of great stuff going on in Redondo gearing up for the holidays starting this Saturday. This Saturday, we have breakfast with Miss Claus at the mall. It's at 9 a.m. You need to get your reservations in advance. And that also kicks off Adventures with Santa, which is the big DreamWorks Santa like experience. They did it for the first time last year. And so they're doing it again this year. We're one of the few malls actually in the nation that gets to do that for the full stretch of the holiday season. So it's another great thing that I'm super excited that we're a part of. Also this Saturday is what I talked about last week, which is Sea Mists and Legends and Fishtivities celebration at the Sea Lab. That's going to be this Saturday
mm-hmm.
from 10 a.m. to 30 p.m. It's a great way to come play with the fish tanks, meet a pirate, dress like a mermaid. It's going to be a real, real fun experience for the entire family. So we're getting real geared up for the holiday season. And as far as what the Chamber is doing, we're thinking the same thing. We're thinking new year, new you, what are you going to do this next year? And this Thursday is our leadership recruitment mixer. So if you're interested in becoming a bigger part of the Redondo Chamber, a bigger part of the business scene in Redondo Beach, come join Leadership Redondo Class of 2017. The mixer is going to take place, like I said, tomorrow from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Chamber. So come down. And if you have any questions ahead of time, feel free to reach out to Nancy and Cheryl. They'll be more than happy to talk to you about it. They are huge, huge proponents for the leadership Redondo. So come on down and check that out. And then this weekend is our magical soiree. And it's also on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. with hors d'oeuvres. And it's a evening of magic, music, and dancing benefiting Redondo Union High School student scholarships. So there'll be a silent auction, a no-host bar, a three-course meal, and cocktail attire is required. This is a ticketed event, and tickets are $65.
Wow.
Check out the website, wcbrinfo.com, for tickets. But if you have any questions, or if you didn't write that down fast enough, you can find out all this information on our website. For the weekend events with Visit Redondo, it's visitredondo.com. And for all the chamber events, chamber is redondochamber.org.
All right, redondochamber.org. All right.
Lots going on.
Yes, there is. Thank you so much, Bobby Christian, with the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. Thanks for all of those tips, Bobby.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
And Bobby, are you a skater? Do you go ice skating?
I do ice skate. I would say I'm more of a clinger. I like to stay right around the rim of the ice and hold on to the the sidebar. I do love to go down and ice skate.
Wow, this is really big news. This is going to be extremely popular. I'm glad to hear you say, Jonathan, that this is going to be an annual thing. It's coming back because this is going to be very popular.
Yeah, we're excited about these rinks. And again, yeah, just to clarify, the November 18th. I apologize for the misspeak on that. But yeah, we're excited. It's going to be a great event, great opportunity to have friends and family and the whole community out. And, looking forward to seeing everyone down there.
All right. Fantastic. This is just sort of a day in the at the beach, ice skating. Only in L.A. You know what, Jackie? What I think about is I was just talking to some visitors from Sweden and a guy from Denmark, and you see a lot of Europeans visiting LA around the holidays. It's warm. They're just thrilled to visit the beach. I can't imagine what they're going to think when they come and they say, we're at the beach and we see an ice rink.
They're going to take it over. They're going to take it over.
Crazy. It's going to be a hit of enormous proportions. Congratulations. Jonathan, was this your idea?
No, this was not my idea. I wish I could say credit for it. I mean, this is certainly the brain trust of, you know, Luc Robitaille, you know, our president of business operations and Hall of Famer, and Kelly Cheeseman, our COO. They're brainchild. And, you know, again, like I said, you know, it's our 50th anniversary here. We're celebrating 50 years in the market, and it was their vision to try to, you know, to continue to reach out and expose the community to skating, to getting kids and families on ice, you know, in conjunction with that. And so wish I could take credit for it, but I can't.
Oh, we would have let you. We're just sitting here talking amongst friends. Nobody's going to know, you know. But you
Fair
know
enough.
Something. You know something. When you think about it like that, this is marketing genius, Joe. You know, kids that grow up in Minnesota and Wisconsin and the Dakotas and and the East Coast, they grow up with ice rinks. You know, they grow up with it. It's part of their childhood. In the warmer climates. We haven't had that experience.
Right.
You know, so you are literally exposing a whole population to something that isn't necessarily a part of their childhood.
It's a great way for the Kings franchise community to really engage with the public. And I think we're going to see some Kings down there on a regular basis, you know.
Oh, yeah. There'll
be a King sighting every once in a while.
You're right. All right. Okay. So L.A. Kings Holiday Ice in Redondo Harbor Marina area. It starts November 18th. It will run through January 8th. So after Thanksgiving dinner, I'm sure a whole bunch of people will be down there skating off the turkey and cranberry sauce. And it's going to be $17 for adults. There'll be discounts for seniors and military, and kids are $13 a piece, and there's going to be specific sessions, weeknights, Monday through Friday, two evening sessions, and then on the weekends, three sessions each day. So there's going to be lots of opportunity to get out there and get your skate on.
Right. L.A. Kings, holidayice.com. Very easy.
All right. Wrap it up.
Well,
all right.
Jonathan, tell us, wrap it up. This is a fantastic event. You guys must be so proud of doing this. I'm sure it's quite unique around the country. I think you guys are really leading quite an event.
Well, thank you for that. And like I said, we're committed to being a positive presence in the
community. Yes.
Being a positive presence in the community and always giving back and exposing, you know, the community and people to the brand and the fans, you know, and the sport that we love so dearly here with the Kings. So it's an honor and it's a privilege to be here and providing this, and we hope everyone has fun.
This is fantastic. Thank you so much, Jonathan Lowe, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
It was fantastic. And we're looking forward to it very, very much right here in the South Bay, November 18th. It's going to open. It's going to be exciting. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you haven't lived until you've gone to Zamboni.com. Zamboni.com.
That was the real star of the show.
That was the star. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
And who's on tomorrow, Jackie?
Oh, we're having somebody from Australia on tomorrow.
Yes.
It's interesting. This guy has developed a shark repellent surf wax.
Yeah.
Wax for your board that is going to repel sharks. So we're going to learn about that tomorrow.
That's great. Fantastic. Right. Looking forward to that. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great day.
All right. Take care.